This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just because the theme of today's show is a little bit back to the future, what with Lehman Brothers and all that, here's another item. Back when Ronald Reagan was the governor of California in the early 1970s, he signed what became a landmark environmental law, the California Environmental Quality Act. It was called CEQA for short. Anybody who wants to build anything big in California has to deal with CEQA, and critics have complained for decades that it hurts development and costs jobs. So this week, the state legislature out here might have a whack at changing it. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports.
The idea behind CEQA, which was groundbreaking in 1970, is to force developers to figure out and make public how their project might hurt the environment and do something about it. The Sierra Club's Catherine Phillips.
In a nutshell, it's a process.
A long, annoying process, say critics, and one that's ripe for abuse. Everybody from labor unions to rival developers to NIMBYs has used the law to either stop projects or extract concessions. Even some of California's passionate environmentalists have reason to push for changes in the law.
Our view has been there are a couple things that can be made better.
David Pettit is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. His group has been working with California legislators to modernize the law because there is some development that environmentalists do favor, like urban mass transit. He says residents in some of L.A.'s tonier neighborhoods have used CEQA to block a light rail project.
It's a great project, and I personally can't wait till it's finished.
Some of Pettit's green allies worry that business just wants to gut the law. Shiloh Ballard at the Silicon Valley Leadership Group says no, they just don't want developers intimidated by the mere threat of a CEQA lawsuit, like the builder in overpriced Palo Alto who built only 50 affordable housing units instead of 100.
Simply because they looked at the tea leaves and they said, you know what, we don't want to deal with the headache, we don't want to take the financial risk.
Even Governor Jerry Brown has called overhauling CEQA the Lord's work, and some say it'll take a miracle to get any changes passed before lawmakers adjourn on Friday. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.